That should fucking work now. I swear to God, if it doesn't, I am going to kill my computer. Now it works. Now it fucking works. So I'm getting text messages. I'm getting DMs. I'm getting comments. Thank you for your concern. Actually, thank you for tuning in. Shit. But now I have to start the whole thing over. I'm kidding. But yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And this is kind of one of the things that I wanted to spotlight. And I was kind of spotlighting while I was actually on mute. So let me go back and actually talk about what is it that I was referring to. And this is interesting. This is really, let me see. No, I'm here. Let me see. Let me make sure, Matt, because no, I'm on, dude. I'm on. Yeah, you should be able to hear me now. You should be able to hear me. Everything's dialed in. I know, I thought it was a mime too. I was just like, but again, this is the type of shit that happens. It's gonna happen, and you guys have seen it happen in Zoom meetings. You guys have said, I love you, Matt, with all my heart, man. Thank you. And I appreciate the roasting. And if you guys ever want to see me get completely torched, I'll paste the link to my Reddit roasting, and you guys are gonna shit your pants. It was so hilarious. And most people will ask me, how dare I do such a thing? Because most people can't handle the roasting, but I've been part of a roasting group for a long time, and you grow thick skin because of it. And here I am, man. I love the way it just pans out, and I am who I am because of it. What did Chris say? The way Jesse Preciado dances. Oh Lord, the lasso. Yeah. Anyway, what I was saying is, let me go back because it was very important stuff, very important and key things you need to learn. This type of shit happens a lot now. And I'm reflecting because it's been a really, really interesting year because of coronavirus. So what do you do? First rule is you don't panic. You don't panic. You figure out what is it that's working and what's not working. In this case, I was easily ready to troubleshoot because I know exactly my equipment. So, and nonetheless, I mean, a lot of people, especially when it comes to seminars, webinars, what do you want to call it? It happens right then and there. And a lot of people have grown very empathetic towards it because especially if it's your first podcast, your first meeting, whatever you want to say, it's hard. It's not easy. And guess what? It's even harder to teach it. It's very difficult to teach it. But I'll make what I was talking about when I was on mute the whole fucking time short. It's been an interesting year. A lot of us are ready to move on. Things have happened horridly and horribly throughout the entire year. New ground needs to be paved for us to actually move forward, build, because right now chips are down. You know, there's only one way, and that's up. That's basically what I'm trying to say. And the clip that I actually tried to play, I attempted to play at the beginning of the podcast is, it's this whole cancel culture thing that I'm just not understanding too. So, it's really, really interesting to see this pan out because I don't get it. I really don't. I do and I don't because I guess I'm not from that generation where cancel culture was kind of like a thing. I know protests were a thing, but not so much cancel culture. I don't even know if I'm even reiterating correctly what's being circulated on social media and online. And because I fancy a lot of things, but this isn't one of them, because the minute they try to, or attempted to try to cancel Eminem, that's when it got my attention. I'm like, wait, why are they trying to cancel Eminem over a song he wrote like 10, 11 years ago? The lyrical content, I'm like, okay, if that's the case, then let's go back to when, you know, people were trying to cancel Doom. They were trying to cancel Harry Potter. They were trying to cancel Magic, the Gathering, the cards. They were trying, I think it was Pokemon. In the 90s, I remember there was parents that thought the little troll dolls, that that was the devil. And I'm like, that is the most ridiculous shit I have ever fucking heard. And I guess the cancel culture traits were there early. I just never really acknowledged them or recognized them. But nonetheless, I don't get it. Someone explained it to me, a Gen Z person, and it was referring to the term Latinx, how it's kind of a thing now, whatever. But my stance is this: I have nothing against the word Latinx. I have nothing against the sociology behind it. Is it a race? No, absolutely not. On my birth certificate, I don't even think I have a race on it. My son, I don't even think he has a race on it either. So if you're beginning to treat it like it's some type of biological newsflash, then no, I completely disagree with you. I get the sociology part behind it. I do. I really do. I just don't think that people are taking it for what it is, and it's to be inclusive with who I call the alphabet people, as Dave Chappelle also refers them to, which is the LGBTQI plus community. And that's totally fine. You know, I'm born and raised in LA. Have at it, man. Just don't be a dick. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a murderer. Don't be a pedophile. Don't be a C-U-N-T, see you next, whatever the fuck it is. I would say cunt all the time, because there's cunts all over the place, and it's not just gender specific, you know, it's not. And I didn't even know that word was a very casual word in Australia and New Zealand, for example. So that was pretty crazy. My brother Preston: Latino or Hispanic are the only races associated with our cultural background and heritage. Correct. Latinx isn't a thing. Now, here's the other thing, too. This was fairly new to me. And, of course, I have family members part of the community. And it sparks a very, very interesting debate, because I'll admit when I'm very naive to something, because I'm not part of that community. So please educate me. Please let me know what it is. But the one thing I don't like, and this is kind of pertinent to religion too, because of course I'm open about my atheism and whatnot. The minute you try to indoctrinate me, try to force me to believe what you believe, keyword force, that's when it's a turnoff. And guess what? Every type of philosophy, every type of, I guess, cult, you know, I'm not calling everything a cult, but as you can clearly see, the MAGA people for a long time, to this day, they worship a politician like he's some kind of deity. I don't like it. It's a turnoff. And I'm being honest with you, because I don't hate. It takes a lot for me to hate someone. Takes a lot for me to hate a group of people. The only people I can really say, okay, and it's like, fuck, man, is the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK, because I've dealt with those people before. I've had really horrible experiences with them. Everything from backyard gigs to Ozfest, every fucking Ozfest I've been to in San Bernardino, and it never turned out well. So, yes, damn you. I love you, motherfucker. I love you. But anyway, I mean, aside from the difficulties that we encountered earlier at the beginning of the podcast, I wonder if Roger actually got it together here. Nothing?
No, dude. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this shit.
Are you serious?
I'm positive, man. I play music. I play audio from, like, you know, YouTube or, you know, something else, and it works. It's StreamYard. Something's up with StreamYard. And for some reason, on my phone, it's using the microphone from the phone, not the ones on my earbuds. So I don't know what.
Yeah, it might be, but you can hear me right now, right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, but check this out. I'm sure you noticed at the beginning, but my microphone just unrouted itself.
I don't know, dude.
It was very, very interesting. I'm like, what the fuck? So I was on mute for like a good 4 minutes, dude.
No, man, maybe it's a kukui or something.
Maybe. I mean, I'm thinking it's just there's a lot going on. Hold on, a person has something else to say here. He says, all people who take a social stance, included the alphabet people, which is the LGBTQI plus people, right wing, Black Lives Matter, they're forcing cultural appropriation or taking a stance in favor of their own beliefs. Absolutely. So, fucking wit. He's like, I muted you remotely. What a dick. And you know, Preston brings up a good point there, because we, without even realizing, Roger, we have some form of supremacy in everything. Did you know that?
Right. Yeah.
And, someone said, you know, someone identifies the word with supremacy, immediately goes to white supremacy. But the definition of supremacy is the state or condition of being superior to all others in authority, power, or status. And this can mean anything, particularly, for example, in the esports.
Right.
Industry, there's a ton of supremacy, because for a while, who was the top dog and you wanted to believe and do everything that this guy was doing? That was Ninja for a while with Fortnite. And
well, there's a bunch of streamers.
That's just one of the most recent ones. But for a while too, was the guy from West Covina who was the Madden champ for a long time. And now what he does is you pay him money to show you the way as to how he wins in Madden. So there, that way you can join tournaments and join and possibly win, maybe not get as far as he does, but now what does that sound like? What does that sound? That's a form of supremacy, because he is superior to all Madden players with not only authority, but power and status, because he's won all. He's a fucking national, I think a worldwide Madden champ or some shit like that. But there you go, easy. I mean, I can come up with other examples, but that's the freshest one.
But that's just one thing, one game, one thing. You know, so I mean, I wouldn't say that he's supreme at everything. Or at all that, just because he's good at Madden doesn't mean he's good at, you know, something else.
Right.
So, I mean, he wants to use that.
A person says, believe what you want to believe without this cancel culture affecting your decision-making. Absolutely. And all groups believe their ideology is supreme to others. And that's kind of, it's probably in our genes, man. It's in our DNA. And it's funny, you and I think we were talking about just, this a while back.
It kind of reminds me of the stories my mom used to tell me about my great grandmother. My great grandmother. She would talk about how growing up in the pueblo, from where they're from, was like a little bit different because they had money, you know, they had land, you know, and obviously they felt more entitled, you know. She would tell me all these stories on how my great grandmother used to treat the people there. Like, she would look down upon them. You know, because of the fact that they had, you know, money and all that stuff. But one of the things was, my great grandmother was white, from what she would tell me. She was like, my mom would tell me that, my grandmother or know, your great grandmother, she wasn't, you know, like you or me. She was actually like, she had the lighter skin, the blue eyes, you know, a little bit of a lighter hair, and she thought she was better than everyone, you know, just because of that.
Just that because, is so crazy. Really? That's like, what do they call it? It's like a, what do they call it? It's a form of colorism, I guess you can call it that. It, like,
it's weird because, like, she would say, you know, she was born there, she was from there,
yeah,
and yet she treats everybody else like she's better than them. I'm like, that, and that's why, like, my mom would tell me that she never got along with her grandmother, you know, because her grandmother scared her because of, like, the way she was, and two, it's because the way she treated everyone else. So it's like, I find that hard, like, you know, like, hard to believe that my grandmother was, you know, like that, like my great grandmother, but she was, no, it was, that's how she was. And she would treat like all the indigenous folk there, like, even worse. Yeah. It's like, what?
Which is crazy, because when you look at our deep rooted ancestry, that's who we come from.
Yeah.
Especially you and I, we have indigenous blood in us. It just so happens how do you pronounce it? Melanin?
That's the name of your skin tone, the thing that.
Yeah, we're just.
Determine your skin tone.
We're not, we're melanin deficient. There you go. Because I've seen people in my side, my mom's side of the family, that look just like me. They're just dark. And it's the most bizarre thing to see, because I'm just like, how come I didn't turn out like that? But then you look into the biology. Recessive? I guess so, man.
You're the recessive of the gene.
Then it gets scientific. It took for a couple of, I remember back at Whittier College, I knew a couple of some homies from Nigeria, dude. I never told you about this. And they're so fucking intelligent. I never knew how smart and rich Nigeria was, man. These people are intelligent. I mean, because they don't teach you that stuff in high school. They don't. They teach you that Africa is poor, which is quite the contrary, dude. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that told me about.
One of my classmates was from Nigeria.
Yeah. What's up, Anthony? Yeah. So, you know, I was just going off on a little bit of
a tangent,
not even a rant, but just kind of saying, like, dude, it's been okay. Today's March 9th, right?
Yep. Yep.
And you will turn 40 years young tomorrow.
Shut up.
And because I turned 40 years young, a month ago, but I saw this meme online where before we even hit 40 or about to be 40, all of our generation, I think 80, 81, give or take. Well, I would say 81, right? Everyone that was born in 81 is turning 40 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've lived through earthquakes. We've lived through some pretty shitty administrations. We've lived through police brutality. We've lived through 9/11. We've lived through the Iraq War, Afghanistan, not us, because we're civilians, but the people who are in our age bracket went overseas to fight a war that maybe later they had second opinions about, but, you know, that's what they signed up for. And then fast forward, this pandemic, all before 40 years old, man.
You
imagine that shit? Like, what kind of stories are we gonna have with the youth later when we hit our, you know, our 50th or 60th? And who knows, man, in 10 fucking years, Roger, I don't know where we're gonna be, man.
We're gonna go to the past because they're gonna invent time travel in this decade. So we're gonna be cool.
Matt Munoz said, "You old fuck." LA riots. Oh my goodness.
LA,
oh my
God.
Wouldn't you remind me, bro? And okay, so reflective of last year. You and I believe last year, what were we doing last? Did we celebrate your birthday last year? We did, right?
No. I went out with my mom. We went to dinner with her friends. They took us to this place in Norwalk called
because I remember you could not attend David's birthday party because your mom took you out.
Yeah. Because you decided. But I think
we did something that weekend, and at the same time, I'm reminiscing because we were still sketch about having the party. Remember?
Yeah, because everything was
cases were.
Yeah, everything was all like, are we going to have a lockdown? Is this going to happen?
Yeah.
And then 3 days later, they announced it. They're like, yeah, that Monday. It's like, yeah, this is a lockdown for everybody. You got to stay home, you know, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah.
Yeah, that man, it's been a fucking year because I remember today, a year ago today, I took my last Lyft passenger before peak hour even ended because Jen is like, just get home. I think you should stop driving. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah. Like her intuition was just like, this isn't going to get any better. So I stopped and I missed it for a while. Don't get me wrong. Because it was such a fun gig, but at the same time, you know,
I get it. Cause I'm doing something similar. It gets you out of the house for a little while. You know?
I love you, Matt. Good night. Sweet dreams. Think about me when you're dreaming and touch yourself.
Ew. You're like...
Oh, look. Preston said, happy belated 40th. Actually, his birthday is tomorrow.
No, I think he meant you because yours was last.
Oh, yeah. He told me like 3 times already. And then we had him on the podcast. I love him.
Mine will be in another time. About another 3 hours? Two hours?
Yeah. So... Yeah. I mean, let's be reflective here. A year ago, you were physically attending school for your bachelor's, correct?
No.
Not yet.
We started doing the online in December. In December of 20... Yeah.
But you guys already had a precursor in school because you had a doctor...
Had the hospital next door. No, we had the hospital next door and they were getting COVID cases like crazy. And they're like, our school, like the building that's there also had another clinic. It had Quest Diagnostics. It had a bank in there. And then they're talking to building management and they said, because we practically share the same parking lot with the hospital.
Yeah.
They're like, the hospital sent out a notice and said, look, we don't want to risk that you guys and your employees or whoever runs or works this building get this thing. It's best that you guys stay home. So everybody got that
message. Damn, already.
Yeah. And then they're like, our school, the president, she's like, we're going to do online because they had like an online course a long time ago. So they go, we're going to go back to that. And then we can implement everything. The curriculum stays the same. It's just all done online. And they were like, if you want to do that, it's cool. So yeah, they started it December of that year.
2019, right? I remember you saying something about that.
It was December of 2019 because they were getting all these, you know, they were following it since October of that year because of the whole thing that was happening in Wuhan. And
really
finally I think it hit LA in late November, but we didn't do anything about it. I remember
hearing about cases as early as October, like Halloween around there,
but Whittier was getting them. Like they're like, that hospital there was getting them. Like they're like, they're getting it, we're getting a bunch of them. And I was in December and they're like, yeah, stay home. So transition was from the December Presbyterian to January. One? No. It's a hospital right there on Colima.
Yes. I think I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah. There
it's just hard to believe it. It's going to be almost 2 years ago.
Well, it is going to be a year since the lockdown.
Yeah.
Since we officially as a nation said, yeah, we have to do this. You know, when
then came the first round of stimulus checks in April, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Memorial Day weekend happened. And that's when I think spring break happened first.
Spring break. It was spring break.
And people were still going out, like, you know, and I don't blame them, dude, because nobody really knew what the fuck was going on. And some people were taking it seriously, some were not. And I remember the mask thing wasn't really a thing. Remember?
Mm-mm. Yeah, it wasn't.
That was weird. And then all of a sudden, just boom, we got like within a month, it got really, really bad. And yeah, here we are, man. Here we are. I can honestly say the worst month out of this whole year, where I started to think like, holy crap, I don't know if we're going to bounce back from this, was probably June when summer started.
I think this is it. That's it. It's not, I'm not saying that we're going to bounce back. We are, but it's not going to be that soon. I think it's going to take longer. And this is our new flu.
Oh, of course.
This is it. I mean, every year we're going to have a vaccine, like a flu shot or a COVID shot. You know, because just because you have the vaccine doesn't mean you can't get it. You know,
right?
You can still get it. And here's the sad thing about it is, if you get it again, it could be more aggressive, because you know, now it can be resistant to whatever vaccine you have inside you.
Yeah,
you know,
so. Totally.
It's
and
scary.
And Preston brings up a good point here, because were we dealing with Donald Trump? Yes, we were.
He knew about it.
What I mean by dealing with Donald Trump is his whole entire tomfoolery of a personality, first and foremost. And I don't know what case was going on. Was it the collusion case? I don't recall yet right now, but it was just one thing after the other. And all it did was create more and more divide. And then this pandemic comes up, right? Mm-hmm. And do you remember, because I kept the receipts on this dude, man, he kept downplaying the virus like it was just going to magically disappear. And I'm just like, well, wait a minute. Like, there's cases now here in LA. How are you not doing anything? And then once I started seeing New York City get hit, that's when I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're more dense.
There's recordings of this guy talking over the phone about how dangerous it is. That was back in October, November of 2019. The guy knew. His administration knew about it, you know, but they didn't do anything about it on that year. If they would have taken action by December or late November and do the whole, you know, hey, we got to do this and that to protect each other, I think the death toll would have been a whole lot less than what it was when April, June came around of 2020. Yeah.
And that's wishful thinking too, because unfortunately there's going to be casualties, and I wanted to call it a bioweapon attack. I could be wrong. I don't know. But at the time, it really seemed like it, and I got freaked out, man. I'm like, so this is what it's like? Not even knowing, man, what the hell it was. I knew what SARS was.
I knew. I had a small idea how terrible and how apocalyptic a deadly pandemic can be. Especially, I mean, we're really lucky that this thing wasn't as deadly as it could have been. It could have been even worse. It could have been where, to a point where our infrastructure would have collapsed. And once that happened, once that would happen, that's where the question will come in, is, do you own a gun? If not, does your neighbor own a gun? And that's when you're gonna freak out, you know? So
and Anthony brings up a pretty interesting comment here. And what Anthony means by his plan, meaning Donald Trump, his plan was to just let everybody get it to build up the antibodies, which it equals herd immunity. But everyone knows that herd immunity is not necessarily achieved by doing so. You have to create a vaccine for such thing. And yes, and Preston brings up another question too. If are either of us taking the vaccine, why or why not? Now, here's my take on it. I will probably get it next Monday. And reason for that is because I work with high-risk people at at my job, and I'm not talking about the students. They're not the ones that are high risk. I'm talking about the older people that I've seen have pre-existing conditions right in front of me. And I don't want to be that person to contribute to that. Not to say that I'm not, because you just never know. But I'd be lying to you if I ever said that I got someone sick, that I never got someone sick. Sorry. Because all of us have, one way or the other, with either a common cold, a dry cough, or even the flu. But this was me a long time ago working in a retail environment. And I had to develop these, I'm not going to say hypochondriac habits, but I had to develop this tight hygiene where it got to the point where I was already carrying hand sanitizer in my pocket or even in my car. And, you know, as well as I do, Roger, when you ride buses for so long before you get a car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you go to the, what we used to call the nutritional center, the gym, when people don't wipe down the bikes, when people don't wipe down the benches, the weights, it's gross, man. Like the excretions of these people. First and foremost, like, let me just say this, because I hope this person watches this, and I'm not going to mention he or she's name. It'll remain anonymous. There's this person that I know, Roger, and you probably know who I'm talking about, but you know, we'll keep that hush. This person does not work. This person is just a stay-at-home person, but yet is heavy on being a anti-masker slash pro face or whatever this person wants to call it. But yet, okay, you're this big of a rebel, whatever you want to call it, but yet you don't work. How are you even living? You know, how are you? I don't get it. So let me ask you this question. Does a person like that deserve to, I guess, push this kind of flying spaghetti monster belief on people when it comes to, oh, this is just a grandiose plan to take your guns and take your freedoms, when they're basically suffering from Stockholm syndrome, if you ask me. Does this person deserve to begin spitting nonsense like this?
Do I know this person?
I'm gonna exercise my Fifth Amendment right.
Just say yes or no. Do I know the person?
Yes.
Okay, then I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
This person has all the right to say whatever they want. That's the beauty of our nation. You know, you can preach, you can do whatever you want, you can basically have the right to do and say, but once you start to violate the rights of others with said actions or said things, then you're wrong. You know, if this person is constantly saying that, you know, no, you're wrong, that this is not, you're not supposed to wear this or whatever, it's okay, that's fine. But if this person decides to go and say, I'm taking your mask, or I'm going to spit on you, or I'm going to cough on you, I'm going to do whatever, if they just start doing other things that crosses the line, then you know what, you're wrong. And you can't be doing that. You know, obviously don't be a jerk, but also respect the rights of others to say, you know, hey, that's your opinion. Okay, I listened, I heard what you had to say, shut up. You know, let me go on with my day. Let me go on with my life.
You know? For example, the things that are happening in Houston, the city of Houston, right?
Right.
There's, of course, Texas has lifted whatever restrictions and mandates, and everybody knows everything. Why, because the governor is looking like shit because of what happened with the winter storm. And what better way to win more brownie points is to alleviate, just say, okay, everyone's free to go for it. He's a piece of shit, dude. That's what he is. But the smart people are going, no, I don't think so. So while all these sheep, all these idiots, like this person that I'm referring to, that person also referring to people like us, like you and I, as sheep, they're taking the bait. They're taking the cheese, man. They're rats sniffing out the cheese, and they go to these places that are fully open, and they're basically licking assholes and fucking eating ass, bro. That's what they're doing now. Now that's lifted, because they're being told what to do. Mm-hmm. Smart ones, though. For example, this restaurant, and I have this restaurant's back. I don't remember this Mexican restaurant, for example.
Yeah, I heard.
They said, no, we still require you as a privately owned business to wear your mask when you enter our facility. Guess what these jackasses started doing?
But they were doing the same thing that they did before the whole mandate, before the whole, you know, everything was like, yeah, this, you got to wear masks. They're making it
difficult. But look at the double business standard now, Roger. Point out the double standard now. Who's the sheep now? Just because you're a grandiose leader, shitty one at that, told you it's okay, all right, everything's open, you go and do it anyway, but the smart people are like, mm-mm, you dirty ass, get the fuck away from me. Wear your mask if you're going to come inside. If not, go somewhere else. And then you got idiots saying, well, I'm glad that they're doing that, because the more and more these people do it, then those mask abiding people's business will just go down, and, you know, they'll learn the lesson. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, you can't learn no lesson if you did, homie. What the fuck? Like, it's so fucking crazy, bro.
I can imagine like,
look, Texas numbers is spiked within 3 days of that lift of the Texas mandate. So let the world take off the mask and let Darwin isn't so a lot of the shit out. Look, I'm cool with wearing a mask, dude. I have no problem. If you're telling me, okay, you got to stand in line here, just wear your mask and you'll get what you want. Cool. Awesome. Life goes on. But no, Roger, these are fucking children, bro. They're like fucking children that refuse to fucking wear a diaper. They rather just shit themselves. It's the most ridiculous shit, dude. I don't get it. And a lot of people are just like, well, why are you even wasting time projecting energy towards it? Because there's a lot of them, dude. There's so many of them. And I want to spread awareness to say, hey, man, if you ever encounter one of these people, you let them have it. You have every right to self-defense, of course, but verbally, you need to let them have it. Like, they're doing the same to people who just want to live normally, dude. They think that that's not normal living. How do you know you don't fucking work? You don't pay taxes. You can't hold a job.
I mean,
those types of people, they have mental issues they need to take care of too.
I would just
think of it.
I would think of it this way. You know, those employees are wearing a mask, right?
Right.
But think of what they do. What is that place? It's a restaurant. They're food handlers. There's a lot of rules to serve you food. I think wearing a mask is great, because now I don't have to worry about them droplets of them talking getting onto my food. They wear gloves. They wear hairnets. They're hygienic in there. What's wrong with them wearing masks? Let them do it. It's better for you for them to wear a mask, you know. And if they want you to go in there with a mask, just put it on, pick up your order, and go outside and eat it. Who cares? Yep. You know.
Same reason that you wear a condom. Same reason that you don't.
Same reason you wear gloves when you're going to handle dry ice. Come on. You know, you're not just going to handle it barehanded.
No, these people are stupid. They will handle it barehanded. And quite frankly, I don't even think they wipe correctly when they take a shit, to be honest with you, man. It's disgusting. And it's troublesome, dude. But at the same time, you and I know that people like this, they're playing. Then you get other people like, well, that's what you get for trusting government. I'm like, Who's returning your taxes at the end? It's bad enough we pay them. Yeah, we don't trust it because of that reason. But who the fuck is direct depositing that $1,400 stimulus check that's coming this month? It ain't your ass that didn't even get to complete a fucking trade school that required a 7-month program. You dropped out on the 6th month. You didn't even complete it. So why the fuck am I going to listen to you? And Roger, are you going to listen to the super senior from Pioneer High School? No. It's like, bitch, you got a fucking F in biology, an F in math, and an F in social studies. Why am I? And now you work for a meatpacking company. You want me to fucking listen to you? No.
Okay, who are you talking about?
No, this is I know you're completely off tangent, but
yeah,
usually you know me, I'll call someone the fuck out when I want to, but this particular person I already called out, and Texas and Floridians are something else. But now here's the thing. Now I've seen in the immediate circle, my immediate circle being they're being fed all this venom, and it's crazy, man. Like how they actually.
I think what we have to do. Okay. Yeah. What to say?
Yeah. Preston said if AIDS became airborne and this pandemic was airborne, AIDS instead of coronavirus, everyone would be wearing a fucking mask. Yes. People just don't know what coronavirus is, which contributes to the willful. And people are, again, yeah, they're ignorant and they are the deterioration of society. What? People think that just because they make their own. Preston?
Yeah.
I don't know. I totally forgot to call him back yesterday too. I slipped my mind because I had tons of shit on my plate. But
be on here right now.
What I'm saying is that a lot of people don't know what the fuck they're talking about, and they master the art of sounding like they do. That's the bizarre part, Roger. It's like sales.
It's exactly you like learn sales. How
to sell, you master on your own how to sell a piece of dog shit.
It's exactly
to a fucking dog walker.
But the thing is, the way you close a sale, the way you speak to someone is, one, you have to believe in the thing that you're preaching, that you're presenting.
Yeah.
You have to believe in it. Because once you believe in it, then you have the confidence to display about what you're saying. You
know? Yeah, totally.
So your lie becomes true to you in your head. To eventually, until a while, it just becomes to you, it just becomes common knowledge. When in reality, yeah, Everybody's looking at you like, what the fuck is this Bendel talking about? You know? So it's all about saying the same thing over and over again. You play it in your mind. You play it, you know, you hear it from other people. You reassure yourself that somebody else is saying the same thing. Somebody else is agreeing with me. It must be true. It must be okay. Right. You know, you need, you, like you said, yeah, if somebody comes up with you and says this and that, then yeah, you need to throw some cold water on them and wake them the fuck up and say, look, dude, this is, we're doing.
Did you just freeze?
Because yeah, I'm doing it to be.
Roger, you just froze again, man. What is going on? What the hell? It's like the running man.
Did you freeze up?
No, I didn't. You did.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I think we both freeze. See, something's going on with the website.
We're going to have to, restart this thing?
No, we're still live. Oh. But this is exactly what has been going on all day.
You've been lagging. Did you just lag out?
I didn't. I mean, I can see myself in real time, but then I'm sure you're seeing... Yeah, you could see something totally different on your end. So
was I lagging out towards your side?
It looked like right now you're frozen. Right now you're completely frozen. Yeah.
What the fuck?
So let me see if I remove you and put you back on. Right. There you go.
Okay, better. All right, cool. But you did now, you hear the last things like, that I said?
No, I didn't. You froze. That's where I'm like, fuck.
Well, fuck, dude.
I mean, I sent the link to Preston right now to see if he'll join us. And I hope
what was the last thing I said about you know, talking over and over that you believe in your own stuff?
Yeah, we're talking about sales. I was saying that it's like selling a bag of dog shit to a dog walker.
And that's where it stopped?
Yeah, it started kind of cutting in and out. Preston said you're touching on too much truth. They're shutting you down. Probably, man.
Okay, let me repeat what I said.
Yes, because I had to at the beginning of the podcast too.
Fucking, I took off.
And, a tangent.
All right. No, I took off. I said something really good. And then all of a sudden, it's like nobody heard it. Back to selling dog shit with sales.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying is, in order for you to have the confidence of what you're saying to somebody, you have to believe in what you're saying. You have to believe that your product, your thingamabob is the best thing ever. So once you believe that, then you have the full-on confidence. And you don't stutter, you don't you know, second guess yourself, you don't hesitate in your words coming out. So it makes you sound like you know what you're talking about. Correct. So when you keep saying over and over again that this is all bullshit, I don't need a mask, I don't have to, you know, stay 6 feet, everything's gonna be fine, this and that, you're telling yourself this, your brain is making it into common knowledge for you. But what makes it even worse and what makes it even like solidify in yourself is that somebody else is saying the same thing. Somebody else is agreeing with you. Someone else is saying this and that. So it must be true. But it isn't. That's why when you said, if somebody, it comes up to you and says, bullshit, 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 have at them. I'm saying, throw some cold water on them to wake them up, because the shit happened. Shit hit the fan. You know, there's proof behind us. You know, we lost a lot of loved ones.
Oh, Pietro, how I would love for you to be on this podcast as well. He has he got a lot of things to say about these crazy people with the mask.
About with the mask?
Yeah, because look, no, because Pietro used to attend SAE when I was working there.
Right.
Great music producer and audio engineer, by the way. And yeah, he's a grocery worker, and look at, man, it's horrible. I'm sure he's encountered some shit, man, and it's fucked up. And quite frankly, like for example, and going back to this person I was talking to you about, they talk a big fucking game. They're good at selling the ketchup popsicle to the woman in white gloves, whatever, and for what? They don't work. I don't know what source of income they have. Maybe unemployment. Who knows? That's going to run out. And then they have like this weird, like, I guess Napoleon complex is the only thing I can think of. But they're pretentious, man. They're pretentious. They're dicks. They're cunts, bro. It's I can't have no other word to explain it. It's fucked up. Pietro says that those are the kind of people that should have ended up at the end of a wire hanger.
Oh man,
I get that one. Rick Niebla, what's up, Rick? It becomes true through ignorance. Absolutely. And it's this person has never really changed their tune. And it actually reminds me of, what was that one really, really deep conspiracy that actually had someone go and do something physically and almost hurt people? Oh, the Pizzagate conspiracy. Mm-hmm. It's like saying, it's very relevant because Pizzagate deals with child trafficking, right? Which is it's no fucking secret, Roger. You know this. This has been a thing for a long time. Mm-hmm. Now, but the way they presented it is some kind of, like, again, like I said, grandiose plan with secret emails and servers. And it's at this place called, what was it, Comet Pizza, and they communicate. So this dude went, some crazy ass fucking, I don't even know who the fuck he was, some dude. He dressed in, and I don't know if he dressed in full armor, but he went with an assault rifle and shot through the fucking pizzeria, dude, to save the children. That is bizarre, bro. Bizarre. Like, how the fuck then? And I think it's quite the same shit. It's the same shit with like with this coronavirus thing, dude. I mean, granted, we've come along this way, but look at all the shit, man.
I think those people still haven't learned, you know how I don't know. It's just makes me think about how when we're kids, you know, and our mom says, "Don't touch that; it's hot," you know.
Yeah.
But we still touch it anyway, and we burn ourselves. I think those people, even after burning themselves, still didn't learn. It's like look at everything that we've witnessed. Look at everything that we've gone through. It's only been a year since the lockdown, but it's been more longer than that. But we went through a shit ton of crap, man. You know, so much stress, but we took a few steps back, but we took some leaps forward too.
Totally.
Look at how many things have developed throughout that year, especially online communications, you know.
Totally.
A lot of things improved. A lot of people are still working from home and are probably going to just request to do that because, one, who wouldn't want to work from the comfort of their own home?
Yeah. You know?
But
and a lot of us want to split that, you know, that commodity.
Yeah.
Because, cool. I can go to the site, 3 days out of the five, and the other two I get to stay home. Awesome. Yeah, or quite the contrary, whatever. But
just imagine how much stress that's going to alleviate. You know?
Definitely.
Because it's going to make working a whole lot better. You know, but look at it as a double-edged sword. Now, if you're sick, you can't really have a sick day now because you could still work from home. You know,
exactly. So that's kind of and that brings me to these questions that I just pulled up. Right. That you and I are going to answer, you know, respectively. And the first question I brought up, which I'm like, okay, this is a good question to answer, is what are five things that you are excited about right now? I'll let you go first.
Me? Why don't you go first? You're the host.
Okay, so one of them.
I know you want to treat your guest right, but.
No, but one of the things that I'm excited about was just that what you just touched base on, where we're going to have that, not just, I'm not going to say luxury, because it's not a luxury. We're going to have that choice, that option, that benefit of doing a blended work model. Yeah. I'm excited about that because you can plan out your week a little bit better. Like, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I have to be on site. Cool. But on Friday, I get to stay home. Awesome. Yeah. I think that's pretty badass. And that's one of the things I'm really looking forward to because that's just going to change the dynamic. And you know what I believe in, Roger? I think that's going to increase productivity.
It will. I agree with you. It will. Because look at what's been happening for the past 5, 7 years. I don't know, maybe this whole past decade where like jobs in Europe, like companies in Europe are doing the whole 4-day a week, 4-day work week or a 6-hour work shift, you know.
Yeah.
And then increases because your workers are more relaxed, there's less stress. Totally. And you get everything done, you know, you're focused.
And the whole thing with now you can't have a sick day or whatever, or because now they know you can work from home. I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, they're probably going to give you the option. Okay, you could take a sick day, but it's going to get docked off of your, you know, your sick hours that you accumulate. Okay, cool. And that's always been a choice for us to take the hit on. And But at the same time, I mean, that's not, first and foremost, I mean, getting sick in general is just, it's never good. And if you feel you can't even perform well because your dog's sick at home, you know, you need to rest up and say, hey, look, I think that's what the transparency is going to come into play. We're like, hey, I know I can do this, but I just can't concentrate. You know, let me rest and let me check in with you in a couple hours to see if I feel any better. If not, then let me get a weekend when I'm better. Let me get an extra day, whatever, or just take the sick day hit.
Yeah.
It's, dude, I know there's logistics to all this shit and there's ethics that need to be abided by. And I don't think that's going to be an issue. So I'm kind of excited about that one thing, right? And the second thing that I'm excited about is, of course, the opening of major theme parks, of course, sports stadiums, all these venues. And I'm excited about the new, here's the thing that everyone doesn't get excited about, is I'm excited about the new protocols that are going to be put in place, which is great. Everyone sees it as a bad thing. No, it's not, because you have to learn from this entire year. You have to learn, what if, man, I pray to whatever entity, deity, whatever you want to call it in my mind. And you know me, as atheist as I am, I mean, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, this can't get any worse. But then there's Murphy's Law. You know, whatever could go wrong will go wrong. What if COVID was just the beginning? Who knows? Right? If something worse comes, then we need to be prepared for it. And what better lesson than this year? What better lesson? If we do not learn from this, which I think we will, because it was morbid, then I'm excited about what the future holds. And everyone thinks, oh, we're going to land into communism and they're going to take my guns and I can't fuck my sister anymore and all this shit. No, that's not reality. You have to learn from tragedies such as this. And if you don't, then quite frankly, man, we can't help you. But there's a collective group of people that are like, okay, no, we've learned from this shit. This is how we're going to do it. I'm sure other states have done it better than us in California. I don't think Texas did it good. I don't think Florida did it good. You ever seen the people in Miami?
Yeah.
Jesus. They're on something. They're on that. I think it's a COVID-19 parasite in their brain, dude.
I don't know. I don't know. Miami, Florida is not a good place to go because, one, everybody there is bored. There's like really nothing fun to do, you know, because people go there to die.
Everyone does coke and
it's like the retirement place where, you know,
yeah,
just nothing but seniors and just other people who are just doing their own thing because they have money. But I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to go to Florida.
I don't either. So, scary. I mean, that's the second thing I'm excited about, because I think things are looking up.
Jeez. Wow.
The third one I'm excited about is, of course, me being the geek that I am, just like you. I'm excited about probably the new norm of entertainment, which, quite frankly, it's probably going to be home streaming. And unfortunately, that's what got salvaged out of the movie theater business. But I am excited to see what new, I guess, what new creation, what new innovation is going to surface from this, because we went from the traditional IMAX, you know, whatever, Arclight, AMC, Regal, to now you're at home. But who knows? Something might just arise from all this. I have a feeling that it is, because we managed to fucking find something out of nothing. And you know as well as I do, a lot of these places went under. or are about to go under. And that's a pastime that for a lot of us is it's a thing to do, you know? And then four, I would say I'm very excited for obviously high school sports. The only reason why is because not just the athletics, but that means the band gets to practice. That means the cheerleaders get to practice. That means Friday Night Lights happens. Minimum capacity, probably. It might be cut in half, who knows? But baby steps. Everyone thinks it's like, everyone's just gonna, oh, okay, cool. I tore my ACL and I'm out of rehab. Now I can go back to fucking snowboarding. No, that's not gonna work that way. Right now, I believe we're rehabbing right now. That's how I feel about it. And you know, I'm excited about that, but at the same time, I'm a little concerned because there's always that idiot that after an ACL repair surgery, they're gonna jump into a snowboard and fuck up the other leg. So that I'm not excited about. So and number five, I am excited to go eat some pizza and some beer with my friends, talk some shit. Even if we have to wear a mask on the table, I'm kidding, on the table, but like even to the facility, I'm excited about the social gatherings, man, that we yearn for as people, because this is the way we've been doing it the entire time. And yeah, there's been some times where we've had exemptions because we felt safe.
Yeah.
And now more so than ever. But I think the level of certainty is kind of dropping. So I'm really looking forward to that. And man, to be honest, I look forward to going, believe it or not, this is going to sound silly, man. I look forward to going inside to a fucking mall food court and seeing it alive. Like people were actually.
Yeah. You know what? I agree with that too. I'm excited to see all those tables open, you know, more caution tape.
He's excited, like, to go to Nicolas.
No, dude, if you go to Nicolas and you come out alive, that means you are immune to Corona. All right. So, and you don't worry about getting that shit. With all the excitement, you know, with all the things that you've been saying, I'm actually looking at the other side, you know. I mean, sure, things are gonna open up. I'm excited about that we're gonna slowly gradually go back to the way things were, but it's not going to be that normal anymore. It's not going to be how it was. It's like when your car, you know, you get in an accident and you take it to the body shop and you fix it up. It's like new, but it's not the way it was before. It never will be. It's never going to be the way it was before. So with things opening up, cool, great.
Yeah.
I can see things happening that are going to make life a little bit stressful or a little bit more difficult. I can see businesses like theme parks, let's say stadiums, like you said, stadiums. Yes, let's open up. Let's bring people in. But hey, sir, before you come to our establishment, can you please show us that you've gotten vaccinated? That's going to happen. Watch. Just wait. We're going to have something to prove to these businesses that, yes, we have the vaccine. Yes, we're okay.
Now let me ask you this question. How much falsification of that is going to go around?
A lot. I mean, look how easy it was for these two girls to go get vaccinated to say that they were senior citizens.
Oh, and
when they went to go get their second dose, they didn't get it because they asked them for ID. Hey, where's your ID? You know, did you see that? So,
yeah.
I'm just saying, it's like, yes, there's a lot of cool things that are going to happen. I understand, you know, but think about the many changes that are going to come with it, you know. I'm excited to see that, you know, a lot of these in-home services will still be around. You know, if I don't want to go to this store, I still have the option to order it and have somebody bring it to me, or I can have somebody shop for me and they bring me the stuff, or have it delivered from a warehouse, you know?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that that's going to be part of our normal living now. You know, before it was there, but not everybody had it because that was kind of a luxury, because, you know, you had to pay all this stuff just to get it, or you need to have a certain memberships, things like that. But now it's everywhere, you know. I'm excited to see that, you know, I have the option to go outside my home and do something.
Yeah.
If not, I can stay home, you know. Was that two or three?
I think you're at two. Yeah.
Okay, two. Number three. I'm excited for the new Mortal Kombat movie coming out next week. And we get to watch it because we got our HBO. Yeah.
HBO.
And speaking of that, did you see that post I sent you about people watching the new Justice League?
Yeah, that was fucking weird. Funny.
We'll talk about that afterwards. Let's see, what else am I excited about? I'm excited about new updates coming for my games, so I get to stay home some more if I want to.
Okay,
so it's gonna be cool. You know,
okay,
that's just me. I don't know about everybody else.
I'm sure a lot of people get back into gaming because of the stay-at-home stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, a lot of things went, you know, up when it came to, you know, video gaming. You know, but again, with this other stuff, there's a lot of things that's going to happen. I would always say, look at the bright side.
Godzilla vs. Kong.
You know, I gotta watch the first one. You're gonna have to let me borrow it, or I'm gonna have to rent that shit so I can watch that one, and then we can watch the rest. Another thing, okay, I guess what I'm excited about is schools opening up again soon.
Definitely.
Hopefully that happens, you know. And again, we're gonna, like, because one thing from what I saw today is that they're gonna start letting kids get the vaccine now, you know, so that way they can go to school.
Yeah.
And of course, parents are going to have to present some kind of, you know, confirmation saying that, yes, they're vaccinated. Just like how it was with us when we were kids. We had to present that we got our small, like, what was it?
It was chicken pox, measles, and I think rubella.
So they're just going to add corona to it now. So. But I can honestly see that something like that's going to happen with these big venues where, you know, before you go, they're going to have to ask you, okay, do you like, and they're going to send you like a boarding pass type thing, you know? So to say, yes, you're allowed to come in, you know, things like that. So just be prepared. That's all I'm saying. Just be prepared for something like that. You know?
Nice. Okay. Well, there's a few here. Let me go back, because Preston asked a pretty interesting one. So how do you think COVID is going to affect the pick of the litter for future drafts in pro sports, since an entire 1 to 3 years of students are weren't able to compete? Now, that's interesting, because this affects every single sport, including the major ones, of course, like basketball, football, baseball. My opinion, not so much, because they have, just like a musician, for example, they have this talent that they can break it hand, right? And rehabilitate it on their own and still have that natural ability to do what they do. Now, psychologically, though, it does affect them. I've seen it affect them, and it will carry with them to the higher levels of competition, simply because it's a whole year of learning new bad habits. And those are the ones that you have to untrain yourself to undo, which is going to be very difficult. And it's not going to take a year to undo those. It'll take maybe like 2 years. What bad habits? I don't know. Could be a lot of them, from drug use to alcoholism to masturbation, chronic masturbation, to overeating to not get enough rest. Like it, a lot of that stuff with professional athletes, for example, they can reminisce about because they struggled with when, you know, of course, pre-pandemic, they struggled with those types of, I guess, obstacles to it's weird, Roger. The only thing that comes to mind is this one thing that I used to hear all the time is don't masturbate before a game. I remember they used to tell us that all the fucking time.
Does that work?
And no, it doesn't. It does not. It has nothing to do with your performance. Your performance has to do with your psyche. And if you don't jack off before a game and you're going to believe you're going to do well, then that's your psyche. It's not your physicality. Yeah. A lot of it is mind over matter. So that's what Preston's referring to, not only physically, but mentally. How is it going to affect them? And mentally, yeah, it's going to fuck with them. So they gotta learn new ways to basically reinvent themselves psychologically.
Well, I mean, if they're going to miss out, if for some reason that, you know, they weren't able to play because of this whole thing, obviously they weren't able to play. That's what I mean. I think that's what he means by performance. They weren't able to go.
How much masturbation crosses into the boundary of chronic? Oh, man.
I think if you have your hand in your pants while you're like sitting in a waiting room, I think that's chronic.
You know, yeah. I've read and heard stories, and if it gets to the point of bruising, then it's bad. That's chronic. Like I think affecting.
Chafing. Once it's chafing, I think it's too much.
And there's some kind of pain or whatever. It's like it's. So they don't want your hands sticky. Wow. No sex before games. Women weaken legs.
Wow.
Well, good question with the masturbation thing. And you know what? It's quite the opposite for women, from what I read. Fucking bodies, puñetero. They used to encourage women at the collegiate level, for example, to have sex. Of course, practice safe sex, whatever. Because it increases their level of, I don't know if it's what level, what hormone. I can't say which one. But for women, it's actually good. It's been proven scientifically, of course, to
have multiple orgasms.
Yeah, because it's, I don't know if, obviously the DNA structure is different, the biology is different, bone density, hormone levels, all that stuff. It helps them perform. That's why I noticed that countless number of times when you give women steroids, testosterone, they turn into fucking monsters, man. They, you know, not all of them look the same physically, but performance wise, they do a wondrous like things, like from, you know, hitting a high jump record to throwing a discus like fucking 3,000 yards. I don't know. And fucking like boning intensity. No bone density, bone density.
I think it's because women are just hornier than men. What? But they know how to hide it. They know how to hide it. Yeah.
Of course. They don't suffer from erectile dysfunction like us men do sometimes. It's called whiskey dick. For instance, to talk to the alphabet people about the subject.
Because, you know, sexual relief helps you relieve a lot of stress. So women are more sexually frustrated than men.
Bodhi says, seeing big names in death metal world having to watch porn right before the set. True story. I believe it. And I got another question before. Let's see. We're an hour and 20. Let's do a couple more. Let's see what we got here. Okay, so I'm trying to pick one here. All right. We'll do a simple one, and then we'll get to the longer one. So feel free to go first if you want, but... What's your theme song and why?
Theme song?
What's your theme song? What I wake up to, what will play
when I walk into a room.
What is Roger's theme song and why?
My theme song? Shit.
Dude, what is your theme song that I love and why?
There's a lot of good music out there and a lot of songs that I love that I would pick, but I can't just randomly, I can't just pick one out of the blue.
Te amo by Spar. Te amo, te amo, te amo.
Oh, wow.
What's your theme song and why? Come on, man.
I don't know, dude. I have one. You know, do you know mine then?
No, like, you know your theme song whenever either you work somewhere, walk somewhere, walking into an exciting place.
Like, could it be a song that I've just been playing all the time, or it's just something that's supposed to, you know, say that it's me?
What's your theme song? Something that says
it is me. See, I don't have a theme song, dude. My theme song is just hey. That's it, dude. Like, what? I listen to a lot. Yo, that's my theme song there.
Oh my God, Benny Preston Nazi. Says Satisfaction by Benny Barnett. Push me. Now touch me. Do I can get my
I've got,
satisfaction.
Oh fuck, dude. I don't know. I don't know what to pick.
See, Rick Nebula knows.
Okay.
And I know because we used to sing this together after watching Monday Night Raw on the black cable box. Pietro says my theme song is Carousel by Mr. Bungle. That's such a dope fucking song. Sexy Motherfucker by Prince. Come on, Roger. Which one's yours?
Fuck, dude. I don't have one. I swear to God, I don't have one. I don't. I mean, if I think of one, I have some songs in my head, but people won't know who it is or what it is because, you know, I listen
to. There's one song. Okay, let me ask you this question. When you and I used to go out to whatever bar, right? Is there a song that the minute you start walking around, seeing the environment, a song plays in your head?
No. I got so much in my head, dude. No, there's just so much in here that I wouldn't think. Okay, if I'm gonna pick a theme song that's going to say I love this song because to me it's awesome and I enjoy listening to it, it's gonna be Tank by the Seatbelts.
I was hoping nobody else would say that.
I don't know who else. Nobody who's listening knows who that is.
Okay,
only you do because I showed it to you.
Pietro might know it. I know he might know it. Let's see. Pietro says, I don't even know Roger, but I'm bestowing the Friends theme song on him. Buddy says, Juanita Alemania by Hector Lavoz Lobo. Wow. All right, but Tank, if a lot of people, they are familiar with Cowboy Bebop. And Cowboy Bebop, first and foremost, besides being an amazing
animated series. That would be the song I would pick because, of course, everyone would know what it is. But from that same group and the same composer, my actual favorite song from that is called Piano Black. That's
Piano Black, yes, yes. All right, can you guess mine?
Does it have to deal with Slipknot?
No. Actually, it's not even a metal song.
It's not a metal song? Is it, what's his name?
Is it a Rage Against the Machine song?
No. It's not. I know it is. Oh, what the fuck is that guy's name? Dude, I know it's a Spanish song. It's Amante Bandido. What's his name?
No, not Miguel that Bosé. Guy. No. Good guess, though. Rick's like, "Te amo."
I know it's a Spanish song. It has to be
I'll give you a bigger hint. It's a pro wrestling intro song.
Pro pro wrestling intro song. First generation wrestlers or no?
I would say think 90s.
Think 90s. Bret Hart.
See, look, Pietro knows Outlaw Star is way better than Cowboy Bebop. So, you know.
That's because.
Oh, my God. La Negra Tomasa.
Outlaw Star came afterwards, and it was done by the same people who did.
Think WWF, not WWE.
That's what I'm thinking. WWF, Ultimate Warrior.
Very close.
Can't be Hulk Hogan, is it?
It's Real American by Rick Derringer, bro. That's the fucking theme song all the fucking time.
So that's what you wake up to every morning.
You can just see the shower to that song.
You loofah yourself to that song.
It's either that one or the Bret Hart Hart Foundation original theme song.
You see, if you were to pick Stone Cold
theme song, wrestling.
So, all right, so that's that question. Piano Black, let's see. That's mine.
Mine is Real American by, is it Eric Derringer? Eric Derringer. That's Rick Derringer. I forgot what his name is, but he also did the theme song for Demolition, the tag team.
Okay.
So that he wrote some pretty badass songs, dude. Okay, let's end with this one. So because this is gonna go on to some really interesting shit, dude. I never thought of this before because if you and I had the opportunity to do so, like who we choose, this is really thought provoking at the same time. So given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest at your pad, dude?
Do they have to be alive? Like, could it be?
That's what it didn't specify. So let's say living, okay, and living. Then we'll.
So I guess anyone in the world must be someone living then. I would have to pick somebody as a dinner guest.
Yes.
Whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Fucking Pietro the Hannibal Lecter.
Anyway, see, can it be a fictional character too? I mean, could it be a fictional character?
It has to be a real person.
Anthony
says Shakira. Oh, you're having Shakira over for dinner. Are you sure you're not having her for dinner? Oh.
Wow.
Don't leave us gorditos without free dinner.
Who would it be? Jeez. I wouldn't know. I mean, it's like, it's either somebody that I want to be, somebody that I want to like have around and say yes, or somebody that I would like to have around and just punch in the face. Huh. This is a good one. I would probably have to choose someone that's alive here. Gloria Trevi. Wow. You go first. Give me time. You probably You had these questions way beforehand, so
right.
You already thought of your answer, so give your answer.
You already know who I want over my house for dinner, bro.
No, I don't.
It's an easy guess, bro.
I know it isn't.
Yes, because one, he's been my guy for the longest fucking time, dude.
You want Tom Brady?
Hell yeah. Come on my house, Tom Brady. What the fuck? And with his permission, I would like to challenge him to a beer chug because
you'd lose.
I would attempt to try. But I would ask him, like, hey, what kind of beer do you like? You know, I would get that. And, what's your limit? Like, I would ask him all this stuff. Can you bring Giselle over so my wife can talk to her? Can you bring Vivian over so David can play with her? Bring Benny, bring Jack, bring Alex Guerrero, his the Nino of his kids. But I would talk to him all day.
Okay.
I'm like, let's look at some film. Tell me about this guy.
Of course you would. I mean,
yes.
I mean, yeah, you would do that. I mean, I don't have like a celebrity in mind or anything like that. I don't
look at Anthony. This is getting kind of creepy, bro.
It is. Dude.
What would I make them? What would I make? I would probably I have his book, so.
No, you can't make anything from his book.
Well, I would have to make something I would probably bake some salmon with some pepper and some lemons on a fucking aluminum foil.
Is that what you eat every day at your house?
No, but I know he eats that at least 3 times a week.
Yeah, but you can't make something that he has.
It's okay, okay. All right. I will make chicken enchiladas, dude.
There you go. You see? Shit, dude. That was all.
And I would probably make some type of some salsa. And if I can, I'd probably borrow fucking or buy a molcajete and then just grind it like I fucking used to.
And come out of the kitchen crying.
Look at Rick Neighbors and make him some frijoles puercos. That sounds good.
Puerco, yeah.
He's like, bring your wife. For crying out loud, his wife is a Victoria's Secret, like, world-renowned model, dude. I'm like, of course you want to meet her. And she's, you know, she's renowned and she's beautiful. Don Francisco, look at that. Just keep your wife away from him, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Pietro said red or green. I would make both. I would definitely make both. And actually, I would steal Roger's mom's recipe for her chili habanero just for the day.
You'd have her make it. You'd have her make it.
Because I would not come close to it.
Yeah, and you can't. Yeah,
I would not come close. You lost me when you said grind it. Grind it. So come on. Let's end with this one. Okay, that's what I would do with him. And I, you know me, I could talk football with fucking Tom Brady till
I turn
fucking blue. And I would ask him about his upbringings and whatnot and what I can do to become, you know, a good mentor or whatever. You know, whatever. I don't know.
I would have to pick, if it's going to be something that I enjoy, I would pick either, if I can have both of them here, but I would either pick Justin Wong or Daigo Umehara to come over.
Oh, Justin Wong. Explain to everyone who Justin Wong and Daigo Umehara is.
People should know this already if they play video games. But Justin Wong is really, since he was in middle school in Monterey Park, was a really good Street Fighter player since he was young. And then Daigo.
Well, he's 5 years older than you and I. So when I played him at the arcade, he beat the shit out of me. I spent like $2 trying to beat him.
Yeah, didn't he always play up at what was that one place? Was it Round One in Monterey Park?
Yeah, he would always play there. Yeah.
Yeah. So these guys are basically champions of Evo since like 2004 when they first met up. And you guys look it up. I think it's Evo Moment 32 or 37 where Daigo Umehara comes up with like a super clutch win against Justin Wong. But that's what made Daigo famous. Oh,
that's where Daigo Umehara beat him, huh?
You have to watch the video to see what it's like.
Okay.
Because
Daigo is, I think he's a year younger than us or the same age, but that was, that was awesome to see that. And oh yes, Bolo Yung, man, he lives in MPK, dude. I would love to eat some great fucking Asian food with him and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It's either that or we say,
just don't have cocaine.
We got some kick-ass Mexican food you guys are going to enjoy, man. Shit, dude.
No, and it's funny because a lot of you know this as well as I do. A lot of us, you know, Latinos and Mexicanos, we hung out with Asians like half of our lives.
Oh yeah, and
the one thing I learned about not just Koreans or Chinese or Vietnamese, but Japanese, those motherfuckers love Mexican food, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, more than probably, I mean, I'm not going to scorecard this at all, but probably in my personal experience, like from the homie David, the homie Jason, all these guys, because they exposed me to Japanese food, not just sushi, of course. I'm talking about real Japanese food, like ramen, as they would say. It's not ramen. We say ramen, it's a ramen, but. I didn't even know that's how you pronounce it correctly. I discovered sashimi and udon? The actual noodles udon is that just you a actually
noodle. It's a bigger noodle.
Yeah, I didn't know you fucking hand make those shits. I was like, what the fuck? It's like baking bread almost. Like, what the fuck? So yeah, it's crazy. And yeah, look, you know, Rick brings up a good point. Yeah.
They
love cholo, anything, love low riders. They love
the Chicano style that
we
grew up with and witnessed as kids, you know, and saw like our own friends and family. They love it over there. It's great.
Yeah. And Bodies brings up a good point. They've drank me under the table back in our early like Ikari sushi days, man. Like, where when you would go home sometimes, I would stay there, and these guys are watching. That's how I discovered Pride FC, and these guys are just downing bottles of sake like it's water. And I'm like, are you guys gonna eat? They're like, no, we already ate. And I'm just like, so you guys are just going to drink? They're like, yeah, more. And that's what I learned how to say cheers in Japanese. It's kanpai. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, dude. That's fucking crazy. Preston brings up a good point. Favorite Japanese dish? Ooh, man, that's fucking tough, dude.
Mine is tonkatsu pork with the prawn tempura. Love that. Yeah.
I'm torn between either... probably tonkatsu... ramen, I guess you could say it, with what's the other one? I don't know what they call the volcanic spice level, but they put that in the broth. And then I don't know how perfect they make those soft-boiled eggs, dude, but they're just creamy as fuck, man. Now, where from?
Pretty easy.
Well, where do I like my ramen from? If I want it quick, it was right there at Ajisen where I used to be on Valley. Mm-hmm. Or if I want premium, like homemade deliciousness, I have to go to Tatsu in Melrose where I used to work, which I have not taken you there. You would just cream your fucking
shit. All I'm saying is if they open an Ichiran in Los Angeles, we are going.
Yes, and I have not... had ever Niebla said Todai buffet. Fuck, I'll never leave that place, dude. You ever been to Todai?
No.
It's ridiculous, bro. It's actually too much food, bro, if you ask me. But yeah, I mean I've seen how sumo lives, bro, but I can't do that. That's like it's an honor to be eating that much all fucking day.
But you do know that they do more exercise and they do more work than a normal athlete.
That's why they're so admired. They're so admired in Nippon. It's like that's why, fuck man, it was such a treat to see all those different documentaries you used to show me and send me links. Yeah. And they just got me curious about, you know, all that cultural, you know, mystery too, dude. Like, it's Daikokuya is so good, man. Fuck. Yeah, you haven't been there. I gotta take you there, dude. It's so fucking awesome.
We gotta go. We have to go. Once everything opens up again, we can go back and enjoy those things, just to see. But yeah, I'm just saying, it's like, when you have somebody like that, if you have someone, introduce them to your style, That's why I was saying, if Tom Brady eats what he eats all the time, you're not going to feed him what he eats.
Of course. I guess that's a natural reaction to me wanting to accommodate to him as a person and as Tom Brady, but
We don't go to TJ for McDonald's. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably whip him up like, I don't know. I'd ask my mom to make her famous fucking pozole that has very little fat in it, dude. She drains it out. So when you put it in a Tupperware and you put it in the fridge, it doesn't have that goo.
I would have my mom make her cochinita pibil.
Cochinita pibil. Look at it. Rixel, y'all making me fucking hungry. Yep.
Oh my, I'm getting hungry. You need to shut the fuck up now, man.
Shit. Yeah, I eat Japanese buffet like Kobayashi and Goku mixed together. Yeah.
Oh man.
That's going to be our next podcast. It's going to be a food review. Pietro, people being afraid of fat. We healthy, all right? We healthy.
We're a healthy fat. I'm a healthy fat, all right?
Well, let's revisit this podcast for sure. I know, tomorrow's your birthday. Actually, your birthday's in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And we got something planned for Roger on Friday. I don't even know where the fuck we're going, but...
Friday?
Yeah.
Do it on Friday instead? Okay.
No. We doing Friday. We getting together Friday for your birthday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I thought it was going to... Tomorrow it can't happen because you said it's because of the rain and stuff. So. Yeah.
Well, let's play it by ear. If we can't do it tomorrow,
Sunday. Worst case, the original plan was Sunday.
Yes. So let's check that one out. But,
Friday or Sunday.
Yeah. Yes. Happy birthday, indeed. Birthday.
Sapo, man.
Look at this guy. Tempura birria tacos. Damn.
I want to try that birria ramen, dude.
Well, that way we should definitely. Yeah, it's only down the street, so it's not too far. Happy birthday, Roger. Hey, and you have a good night as well, Anthony. All right. We'll revisit this, and thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't eat so late, because I know you guys are hungry. So
yeah, don't. I did that, and that was a bad mistake.
Pietro is just giving us bad ideas. Huh? Wow, that sounds delicious, man. Oh, my God. Look, I'm still waiting for my burrito de asada pura carne y dos tacos. Y que Dios te lo pague porque no tengo dinero. That's what he said. Happy birthday, Roger. All right, guys. We out.
Thank you.
Peace.
All right. Have a good night.
Sayonara.